Shir Lamed Gimel Mishnah Yismik Bos, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Sivan Hitov Shemem Hei, May 30th, 1985, on Thursday, continued.
So, only with the Abitairis we are machir on these things. But, not with the Abitairis, it's okay. So that's why he says, V'yesh Matir Yosef. V'yesh Matir Yosef. In other words, the Tramhanos Yosef. We should be machmir for Rashi. Because Rabbi Yehozal, the time we shall gab of the shore, Sheikh Velez, Sheikh Velez, and we show you the salvation, so of their mind. In other words, when somebody is there, So somebody has to inspect, make sure, because the person himself might not notice. V'ayit kosav in kol chosav reisho b'dorosh nechitzit, b'chutizah, b'toglobino, b'nabzmo, all what you have. In other words, as far as the group is concerned, so even without a person standing al gabo, so you can make sure it's easy to make sure that she makes a good girl. But the question is the seya. Because the seya, sometimes, you know, there might be some hair that protrude beyond the level of water, and she can't see it. So that's why she has to have a shmeres, an inspector, to watch over. But suppose she puts some hooting, some straps on the seo and the hair, so that will prevent the hair from going up, so that it's all right without an inspector standing out. All right. Now the shmoh. Very difficult, almost impossible to go over. But now that he went over the pool, so we'll be able to run over some of the places. Now, I'm not going over any shafts and any tars inside. A few shafts, the important shafts and tars, I'll probably mention. All right. The important thing here to remember is, first of all, according to Bais Yosef, there is a machleket between Rambam and Rashba. What is the criterion of payday? According to the Rashba, the criterion of payday is the payday by Rebbe Yodom, not by this particular angel of theirs. And according to the Rambam, the criterion of payday is the payday by the particular person. We say, but we pass the two in the Mechaber and the Rambam, that both are equally important. And it's mashma that according to the two, it's not that the both are important because it's something. The two doesn't know whether the Rambam is right or the Rashba is right, so it's machna and both. No? Because, let's say, when it's a question with the Rambam, so if it's a suffix, so the Rambam is the pull it. You see, let's say, if it's a mute, it's suffix, whether it's a mute or not. So it's a suffix with the Rambam, so why should we pass it from there? No, the two shiki is because Rabbi, that both are important. The paid by the model, even though the reason is paid by a particular table of the Dallas, and the paid by the particular table of the Dallas, even though there is no paid by the model. And this is the second one. Ulchatril of the Tipe, after the Dvorim Shem Chetzitzin, Zero to Dvorim Achetz. So, Ulchatril, the Shem Vienne Chetzitzin, even a new chain, אילו הדבורים שחלציצים, ודיצר לנו כדי פשטונו, שישתיך לעשה ולאיש, לא יתידו למצל רפים. אם הם נסיך כלי עשרו, הם מייל בהם ריפיין. Who says that? That is, the Rosh says, in other words, when is it all right to, when you make the strap loose, not tight, if the hair is not made into a clear, into pigtails. But suppose the hair is made into pigtails, so then there is a chitze apart from the strap, just because the pigtail himself is not washed. So then, making the strap, you know, loose, will not be enough. ואם הם כרוכים משום כאילו גבוך וטיפו בהם, עד שתרפים, חוץ מאם הם כרוכים מצבו, in a place. So, אני כרוכים, so again, no, חוץ מאם כרוכים מצבו, שאינו מחלציצים, שאינו מהדקום, שאינו מהדקום, if it's not in a place, אבל קטלו שירוצו או חלוקו, או רחובו, שתרחס, so if the woman has tied, let's say just a thread around her neck, why should she do it? I mean, she can't do it with just a thread or a strap around her neck. So then it's not a tzitzit, because when she ties a strap around her neck, then she deliberately make it loose, because otherwise she will feel as if she is choking. Mashain came, if she wears a piece of jewelry, a necklace, so then she dafke is interested in making it tight, in order she should look heavy. She should look heavy. Alright. Our kapra shirutsu haloko omoshik rechas sobe tabo chitzetses mishchenekes atzmo bichizek kidei shiye psoro belit יתירה בלס בוסו, ומתאיך שרצו החלוק או חובו, אין מה זה קוס. אם החוטים, so you see from the Gemara that the women then were interested דווקא in looking heavy. All right. כי מחותים עלינו חלולים, עושו מעשי רשת, אין לנו חצי. So, we determine שזה מחלקת רשן דרייבה. So, כל מיני רשן, if it's not חלולים, if you don't have empty spaces, but hollow parts. So, it's also in the חצי. As long as it's woven, it doesn't have building, it doesn't have mass. But according to Raive, when Gemara says Arugin, only when it has hollow parts. But if it's completely compact, no hollow spaces, so then it is existing. And the Mechaber and Ramot Paskin completely like Raive. Chuti Sa'arim Chetzi. Vim Hoi Muzobeis Chetzi. Vim Akperes Aleim Shalit Itamte. וחידים לא יום תנופים, תחילו מקפש עליהם, שתסלח לכם במים וחצי. Now you have to remember, the two פשוטים, רשי ספשפתי גמור את אפון זיין, and the רבייס of the רשי. רשי, גמור says, איקי במים ותנופים, but רשי says, איקי במים ותנופים, so then, if it's between a woman is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a strap that is not clean, because she's makpid to take it off. Because if she will not take it off, so then the filth on the strap will become moist, and then it will rub off on the rest of the body. But echtzitzit isn't, because since it's not tight, echtzitzit isn't. And then the rabbis are saying that it is exercise. So there are two machines in the Besyosef. What's the pshat in the rabbis? One pshat is that it is exercise, even though it's not mihudek to the bosom. And the other pshat is the rabbis are maybe when it's not mihudek, it's not exercise. But as a result of the dirt that is on the strap, So the dirt sometimes acts like glue. So it makes the strap stick to the body. So maybe it's real. And the Ramot Paskins, like the rabbis of Avash. Shtei Sayres Yis, Asher Yitzhul Deachot, Kesher Deachot in Achei Tzitzin. Vein Chilu, Vein Kosha Bei Sayres, Shtei Sayres, Hushe Kosha Bei Sayres, Vein Yatzmo. סיילה חשמית שלו, חיצצס, והוא שתן מקפדס עליו, אבל מפסדס עליו, אוסו עצירי, עד שהעריב שרו, כושר, נימו נימו לפני עצמי, so then it's very tight. Now we have to remember, the מחלקס, הגני מן הרמבה, when we say that, when we say, rob, אם אין המקפיד ישראלית, רוב ואין המקפיד ישראלית. So what does it mean, רוב? Does it mean רוב of the whole body? But seyal is mitzuret to the other parts of the body? Or that seyal is an entity by itself. And רוב seyal, so will be chitzis with the raise if it's makpid rovseya, and so be chitzis with the raise. This the shittes ayemish des raye, and the Rambam shitte is that the aloche of the rochas of sorim amayim is a tofel of sorim amayim yuseya only implies that seya is also considered as part of the body, not that it is an entity by itself. And how is Mechaber Paskin, Mechaber Ramot, so the Paskin like the Shittes Ageni. Like the Shittes Ageni. What's the Shittes Ageni? Shittes Ageni means that it's an entity by itself, because the Loshen of the Mechaber is Yehusheti Makkeh Soleo, Avon Meinu Makkeh Soleo, also a feeling, Achi Hei Hei Tzao Kosho Nimo Nimo Mifnatzne, then it will be loyal also a feeling. even though the sal itself is not a portion of the body. So as long as the reba seyo is tight, even though it's yield in respect to the whole body, so it's still chitze, even though it's not makpid. That's why it's the same. I mentioned once that there is in Machlekes Achayim, according to the Pesach of the Shpono, is like gaining, that Seol is an entity by itself. So in other words, if you have the Chitze and Rof Seol, even though it's new to the body, so then it's Chitze in the eyes. So the question is the seal in every part of the body an entity by itself, or the seal in total, over the whole body, over the various containers, is an entity by itself? So there is machlokes achrayim. There is machlokes achrayim. So that means that according to one shite, so not only seal, but the seal of every walking is an entity by itself. The seal of the reish is an entity by itself. The seal, tachas hashechi is an entity by itself. Or I'd say tachas hashechi is not makti, but suppose the particular tigalis is makti, and then if there will be an obstruction, and most of the hair under the armpit, so to be in the eyes it comes. So there's a machlokes achrayim on that. Now, seyor shekineged alei, mishebizokim, hanidbar ze bo ze, machmazei achitzis, because people are makpid on that. Shebereish mishebis hashechi, ein achitzis. But suppose the particular tibeles is makpid on the seyor bis hashechi, then it's achitzis. Mishebeis imokim, viishei achitzis. ובאישו בנשוא חצץ בפנויו אין החצץ. Now the Ramon mentions a din that is mentioned in Shuas by the Mordechai and the Rabbi. Ve'eson shel Yisrael ki minkliy saris vukin zebzu v'nasim glile or glile. I mean, I think it's right. Don't make any difference. Al v'shet v'sakon v'asirom v'chayt. Now what does it mean al v'shet? Should you think I mean that the Mordechai thought that Shevin had to do with this, Shevin had nothing to do with this. But the Rambam says in the Perusha Mishneh, and the Rabamiri said it many times, you know, the Rabamiri explains whenever the Gemara talks about Mazikin and Shevin, so Ruches, I mean, there are three names. Mazikin, sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Mazikin, sometimes Ruches, sometimes Shevin. Now, the Gemara in Ruches says that there are thousands and thousands of Mazikin and Ruches and Shevin on the right side of the person, and there are thousands and thousands on the left side. What does the Gemara indicate? That Shevin in the Gemara means what we call microbes, germs. Now everybody today knows that there are thousands and thousands of germs all over in the air, in the water, I mean, whatnot, and the roof of the person. There are thousands and all the sicknesses, most of the sicknesses are due to the germs, to the prevalence of germs. Now, so the Rambam says, he doesn't say it in connection with the Mordi Rochas, but the Rambam says in connection with the Mishnah in Arab, Mishir Tzio Ese. The Gemara is not necessary. The Rambam says, the Mishnah in Arab says, Mishir, the beginning of the period, Mishir Tzio Ese, Listimo Ruacho. Now, Ruacho is the same thing as Shed or Mazikin, Ruacho, same thing. So he says, the Rambam says, that we should know that when Chazal speak of Ruches Rois, so they have reference to any destructive factor that is not visible to them. Is a Ruach or is a Shed? So the Melee, this is what the Mordechai means. He says, sometimes a certain person has a certain infection in the hair. And because of that infection in the hair, so the hairs stick one to another. Stick to another. And it's not because of Zaya, maybe it's a result of Zaya, maybe the germ, you know, multiplies in Zaya. So because of unsanitary conditions. But then it results in a certain infection. Vinasen brilo, they become brilo and grilo, they become entangled one in another so tightly out of the shed through a germ. Shed means an invisible mark, destructive factor. Out of the shed, visakonovasilon. And you can't just, you know, tear them apart. Then it's a sakone because it's an infection. It has to be treated. So loy chayt. So a woman who has that condition, the hair, even though that prevents the water from penetrating between one hair and the other, but since it's a sakone lo sirom, so maybe it's not a city. Now this is a very important point. Many of the shaylas that come up today in connection with Tzitzit, many of the shaylas, they have to do with this halacha. See, sometimes a woman has a cast on her foot or on her hand or part of her body, and she has to wear the cast maybe for a year or so. Can't you go through it? Can't you go through it? Is it Titzel or is not it? Of course, we have here there is a locher, we have here a little bit of a wrong shape, but that we have here is so we can, we are very clearly respecting we have here in the hardship situation, but the hardship situation is considered like there. So, is it a Titzel in case, or it's not a Titzel? Or it's not a Titzel? Now, so here the Mordechai says that if there is an obstruction that prevents the entry of water, but it is a konilosion, so really it's not a tzitzit. Now, I mean, it's a double portion that when the Mordechai says sakone, it doesn't mean dafke sakone in a full sense that it might have shown the faith. Suppose tearing apart the hair is not fake. I mean, is it fake or it's not mistaka that the Mordechai felt that tearing apart the hair is fake. But it will be harmful. It will be harmful. Sometimes, let's say, if you take off the cast, let's say on the foot, if she has a dislocated foot, you know, and she has to wear a cast for at least 6 months. So, I don't think the doctors will say that as a result of taking off the cast, so then she will has to show and die. I don't think so. It's not the stuff that she will die. But here it's not a question of Achnefesh being there, because at all, I mean, that's what I have to say to Achnefesh. Suppose if there is this upon there is this upon. I mean, if she takes it off, so she takes it off, okay, so there is a upon. But we can't say, apply the principle of Achnefesh. I mean, yeah, so let them not live together, let him divorce her, that's not Achnefesh. So it means, so it's not on the basis of Achnefesh. It means, if it's a sakone to remove that obstruction, so then it becomes book to the book. So it's not a tzitze. It becomes book to the book. So how is the tzitze? Now let's say, does water penetrate inside the finger? No water goes inside the finger. Unless the person in the table, the dollars, has a hole in the finger, then water will penetrate inside the finger. But if he doesn't have a hole in the finger, no water will get in. So would we say that there is a tzitze, there's not function? If he doesn't have to go inside, he doesn't have to go inside. So if, let's say, a new chain of action is not created, but it prevents the entry of water, who cares? It becomes bottled to the roof. So as long as the water gets on the cast, even though it doesn't go in, between the cast and the leg, doesn't matter, because the cast is considered as part of the goof. So here, if it's honolosion, so it becomes bottle to the goof. So it doesn't have to be real sakone fakel, even if it's not fakel. But suppose when you remove the cast, so it might mutilate her leg, and she will remain a cripple all her life. That's not the Bachnefesh to be a Shabbos, but it will be brought to the roof anyway. So here, Sakone does not have to be understood in the sense of Sakone. Faith, that's the mistake that some rabbis made today. Kasushon, that mistake is not made by anyone of the Achim. But some rabbis today, they think that it's a big mitzvah to conjure our pets for them. It doesn't, here Sakone doesn't mean Sakone in the sense of hate. As long as it will do damage to the group, so it's all for Sakone. Make a difference whether it's fatal or not fatal. If the removal of the cast will mutilate a body, so it's also about the group. as a woman has a bridge in the mouth. A bridge in the mouth. Now, she won't die if she'll take it out. She'll have a lot of pain, and it'll be harmful for her. But there might be a possibility, a remote possibility of her showing dying also. Might get an infection. I mean, everything is possible. But suppose there is no possibility of Hashem dying. So then she'll have to take off. So it's not going to the wolf. So Sakoni here means detrimental to the body, to the health. Sakoni, not that she died. All right. Now let's see. The Gilead Mashal, you see. One way would be if we were to go over the Shah and the Taz and all that. So then we wouldn't have to go over the Gilead Mashal. But we don't have the time, you know, to go over the whole Shah and the whole Taz, you know. So the Gilead Mashal here mentions the various reasons as to why the clear size Buki Zubezu Nazim Lila Krila Al Bishet is a honorable serum. It's not just, what's the reason? Alright, look at the Gilead Mashal. Be'itzon she'yesh lohem k'nin klios v'sakone la'asirom lo'ichayit yesh bo ze kamatan. It's a very important Gilead Mashal because it's expressive of the various time. Echot, number one, we should be in a matter because it's a mute, shame market. What does it mean? Now you can say it's mute market, because after all, who enjoys having such a condition? Who enjoys having such a condition that the hairs, because of infection, became so entangled and intertwined one another that to tear them apart is this upon it? Does she enjoy it? She certainly doesn't enjoy it. She certainly doesn't enjoy it. Some Mary should be considered as Maki. But the answer is, it doesn't make a difference whether one enjoys it or he doesn't enjoy it. Maki or any Maki depends whether she expects to keep it on or she expects to remove it immediately. Does she expect to remove it immediately? No. Even though she's very depressed by the fact that she has to keep that condition in the hair, you know, being one thing or the other. And she's very upset by it. But that doesn't mean that she's Maki. She's not Maki simply because she does not intend to separate one hair from the other. Under the circumstances, she does not expect to separate one hair from the other. When a person has to wear a cast for a year or for 5 years, so he's certainly not happy over it. But does he expect to take off the cast? No, he will not dare take off the cast. So it's considered a my cast. Base, we should have a yesem mach. So that's another time. In other words, it's no chitzel together. Because water can go through between one hair and the other. So that's an altogether different reason. Gimu mishum kim bin hadik tube zebose hadiki bolua ubisaston doing tame. Now that's an additional reason, but that's based upon the Shikya Paramam Tama. Now I mentioned it's very important. So the Rabbeinu here, Siv Zayin Rifu, mentions the Tshuva of Rabbi Nachman Azariah. That's the Ramam Tama, Nachman Azariah. That's the terrific Seder. He lived literally, I think, 400 years ago. Terrific Savior. He was one of the biggest in the world also. But, so, in other words, that there is a distinction between walking Beruah and Beis HaStor. Beis HaStor means, so all the B.S. Mayim Bina. Then there is a Machlokes between Tesfes in the different Vishnu portrayals, whether it's in the Raisa or the Rabba, whatever, control the base mind, you know. Machinity, walking the Ruach. Walking the Ruach that is never seen, not visible at all, let's say, inside now. So, sometimes it is seen. When you open your mouth wide open, then you can see all the things, even the sight. But usually a person like mouth wide open, some minutes it is a storm. But let's say Nikia Haider, it's never seen. The doctor will have to push a flesh, an instrument into the Nikia Haider in order to see. In order to see. So that's a mocking Urua. So even all the PSMI mind, even if there is an absorption inside here. So it's okay. So here he says, here, because they are so entangled. They are so entangled, the hairs, a result of this condition. So the hairs are so entangled in one another that you can't even see inside. Even if you try to look attentively, close to it, you will not be able to see it. The inside, you know, the crevices between one hair and the other, cracks. So maybe it's in Mokimulua. Mokimulua is more than this story. Right. Oh, Dalit, and this is the most important reason. And from the Rabio, the Rabio emphasizes this reason. Because the other reasons are known with this is a big chiddush in Rabio. He says, Dalit, so kindly, what's in the Gauchon with Nisakone? Have a bis. Now again, I'm emphasizing, Sakone goes between here. So between here, that it might be paid. It's nonsense to say anything like that. Because what if it was made for that faithful, or shall become a cripple? So, no one will die from blocking out a bridge. No one will die. But that's also like Sakone. So, in that community, in a tiny, in rape, oh, so no, Dalet, kindly, what's a legal comment in Sakone, have a rebisse. Now this is a very important power. It's important to remember, because it's a basic power, and that's the big tradition of it. Because as far as the other people are concerned, it's not such a big tradition. Mutual market is a known deal. The question is whether the situation comes within the category of religion. And walking up a lua is a chiddush, but that's mentioned by Ramon Pano. So it's a raya to Ramon Pano. But this, I don't know of any other vision mentioning and applying this concept of Pano and beside. Now that's the more that I am chess, you want. Reinches in the arms. The more has the cash. The Muberishim is guy or no interest. We went over inside. But I'll just mention it. Muberishim is guy or no interest. So when the fetus is born, we don't have to immerse him in it. So the more I say it, the more the cash is. Bishwein, Kortman, Dona, Umayer, Ney. We understand. That's why we don't talk. Because the Ubarak remains. So the fetus is considered like the hand or the leg of the mother. So maybe seeing the mother has the leg. So that filet was a leg for the leg to one. It's part of the mother. She has to. But according to Mandoma, that to the Lavia Rimei, so the Ruba is considered as an organism, as a being by itself, as an entity, and as a being by itself. So, so what are So this being, this separate individual, the fetus, has to be immersed in water. The water moist in the fetus, and all the body of the mother genius between the mea mikve and the goof of the fetus. So it should be accessible. What do you say? Not market. Not market. And even though a rubbishing market is accessible, the Rabbon, so here the Chachom didn't apply that there, the Rabbon. Yeah, but the Aloch is that Rubei Sheini Makbid is not fixed in the Eise, only Rubei Sheini Makbid is not fixed in the Eise. But Kulei Makbid is fixed in the Eise. Kulei Makbid is fixed in the Eise. Kulei Makbid is fixed in the Eise. So Mele here, the body of the roof of the mother is interposed between the mea mikve and the fetus, and it's an obstruction over the whole roof of the fetus. So then, it's a chitzim d'raise, even though it's in market. Now, there is a piece of Torah in Kedusha Akris. It would be worthwhile to go over on the Rambam. Rambam pervades Halachat's role in Kvoyes. Where though he discusses the Machlik of the Rambam and Raivit, and the Rambam and Shkizagim, as to whether the hair is considered as an entity by itself or that it just intrudes the other parts of the body. So, although it says here, the whole Allah needs the Rabbashim, and I didn't think that it could be explained any other way. So the whole Allah that we say that with the right say, so Ubi Makbid Olof is Chesis. But Liuti Makbid Olof is not Chesis. And Ubi Eini Makbid Olof is again not Chesis. So if it's Makbid in Liuti is Chesis, and if it's Eini Makbid, if it's any market, it's only Rubei is chesed. So all these halachos are based upon the concept that why is something yechzitze and something is not? The answer is, in a Torah, it is indispensable for the effectiveness of the tefillah that the whole body and every single hair should be immersed in the water. Because the victor's a question. The Rochas Sorin Bamai, and this is Marbe Hatofu Sorin the hair. So if one hair on the head protrudes above the level of the water, so it's no thing. Nothing. One finger relays. It's no thing. That's a requirement for the eyes. But Why do we say that I say even if there is an obstruction that prevents the entry of water to the major portion of the body, so still it is the major portion of the body, so then if the ice is not to say, the answer is, since it's not market, and it doesn't care if it remains on the body, so in the melee it becomes butter to the roof and it's considered as see even the part of the body, the major portion of the body that is obstructed, was also immersed in water. Even though water did not go through, because since the obstruction is brought to the roof, so it means that water covered that part of the roof. So on the melee, that's why Morris says in Gomez Bapanchez that only a chitze and rob of the goof, if he's in marketing, is a good feeling. But a chitze and the whole goof is then it's not a good feeling. Right? Why? Because if you hold a poches, there is a mute of the goof that water moistens, that water covers. So then we say, even the major portion, that water did not moisten is considered that is considered as if water covered the whole body. So that's the Gemara's kasha. This is how Rabbeinu explains this Gemara. So mainly, the Gemara's kasha is, according to the Mandoma, that Uber is Lavirachinein. So Uber is Lapirachinei, so it's a being by itself. So why is it not itself good? After all, he wasn't immersed in the mikveh. What do you say? Because it's in Makpit. It's in Makpit until the time comes for the fetus to come out of the mother's womb. So then the mother is not interested in pulling him out. So, but the aloche of Rubei, any makpit is not faces in the rice, is only shayach with the Rubei, but not with the whole roof. Here, the whole roof of the fetus is obstructed by the roof of the man. So why is it so like this? Morris says, the honey of the Messiah. The Messiah means that's nature. That's the nature of the thing. This is how the child is developed in the womb of the mother. So since this is the way the child grows and the child is developed, and that's the natural state of the fetus to be interposed by the infant mother, so then it's no chitze. Even if it obstructs the whole body, because higher inside, that's the way it naturally grows, it naturally develops. So mele, why? Because if that is the natural thing, the way it happens by nature, so mele, it becomes ligabe tile, it becomes the part of the body of the mother. True in collateral kule, so we say ubea, Lavirach. So it doesn't, it's not considered as a neighbor of the mother. But regarding Tfile, if it's higher up the size, so the whole group of the fetus becomes booked to the group of the mother. So melee, it's not necessary that even a drop of water should come over any portion of the group of the fetus. So here the Rabbi mentions it's a terrific creation. Terrific creation, we wouldn't say it ourselves. The Rabbi says that if a person has a certain infection, and on account of which the hair from a certain time, have to be entangled one another, and it is iconic to separate and sever the entanglement, so then it's higher in the cycle. The masculine, when do we say that midraise only rubei deimakdin olot is in chetzitz, but kulei deimakdin olot is chetzitz? That is, if the person doesn't care to eat the absorption, I mean, he doesn't care, but he's not makdin that it should remain that. He doesn't care that it will be there. So then, Ubei Machidolov is not written in Raisin. Kubei Machidolov is written. Mashiach Kriya, it's not only she doesn't care to remove that function. She cares under the circumstances. She cares not to remove that function. That's Nigeria held in Afsho, because Chasmi Sholem tried to remove that function, she had become mutilated. She'll look like a cripple. Whether she'll die or not die is not important. So melee, then it becomes but to the group, even if it's coextensive with the whole group, not only the whole group. That's a tremendous glitch. Oh, he said, given to immortal Gaucham of the Sakone, have a rebise, who we are going on the Ube of the Hainer rebise, the Mune Chetzes or the Nisen Fever or the Hain Ches, the Yere Shem is Gaio, the Nakhmin and the Nakhmin, the Mreva Sahar is Gun, the Tam Echol, who Ube Gam Beinim Ati Chetzes in the Ramon. But the Tam Dawet, so it's no Chetzin in the Kulei. Why in Chubes Ponem Iris, Berefi Sheise Al Nisam, Kli Salam Shibifuye, Di Adi Miu, Di Gam Bimakri, Kavarati Kabonon, same thing of Chizel. Anyway, so four different times. Now, as a result of this thing, suppose a woman has a bridge, the teeth, many artificial teeth. So then, sometimes she can have all the sets of teeth, bridges, but it becomes fixed. Now, can she remove the teeth? Yes, she can. She can make an appointment to the dentist. And remove all the teeth, the dentist will be very happy. They'll make an extra $5,000, or maybe $10,000. Then you have to put it in again. After every feeling, you know, do it. It's not unless she won't die, but I don't think that anyone in his right senses will pass through that he succeeds. So that's certainly not the teaching, because it's yesh sakonilas. It will involve a lot of pain and everything. And there might even be a remote sakonis. She might get an infection and die from the shock too. People die already from infection too. The Beit Shkavilu, Hashem Kolachik, died from an infected tooth. In those years, they didn't have the penicillin. So he died from an infection too. So there might be sakonis even in that sense, but it's not necessary. It will certainly involve a lot of pain to remove the teeth. Some in the way, it's not the teaching. But suppose the woman has what is called partial, in other words, removable. You can just put it in and you can take it out. So then it is a tzitzit. Because it's no sacrificial, just so you can put it on the left, that's all. Then it is a tzitzit. So it's on the basis of the application of this deed. Of this deed. So when Shaila comes up, can a woman go through it when she has a test? So then it depends. The doctor should be asked if it's possible to take off the test for time and it will not entail any harm or excessive pain. I believe that excessive pain is also at some point. But here, it's not a question of graphology. Because it's impossible to remove it. So maybe it becomes wrong. So then she should remove it if it's possible. But if it will involve excessive pain and if it will delay the cure, so then it's like sacrolacia. So then it's not a tzitzit. Alright. Now, Liflu Pelush Teas Ayim, Shechutz La'ayim Chetzitz, Apilu Lach, Liflu Shebe'ayim in Chetzitz, Vimu Yoveish is Chetzitz. Now, we saw that there is a machlokes between tasteless and the rosh. Tasteless and the rosh. Now, so according to tasteless is a machina, the rosh is a major. Because the gemore, that some Zion Marukte says that there is a difference. It says, Lifu Shebe'ayim, so Lachim Chitzitz, Yovish Chitzitz. So Tesis is a Machmir, and Tesis says that Lifu Shebe'ayim, that Lach is in the Chitzitz, it means inside. But outside the eye, even if it's moist, not dry, is Chitzitz. This is the Machmir. The Rosh says is the maker. The Rosh says that Lifu Shebe'ayim, that Yodesh is Chetzes, that's Chutzlach. But Techa'ayim in Yodesh Techa'ayim, we saw the two pastimes like this from the Rosh. That Yodesh is Chetzes on Chutzlach, and Techa'ayim, so in Yodesh Techa'ayim, but the Mechaba doesn't pass like that. Here. He passed his like this. Lifu Shechutz La'ayim Chetzis. Afilu Lach. Lifu Shebaayim Ne'e Chetzis. Vimu Yodesh Chetzis. Vimu Shehis Leher. If it became green, so that's a raya, that it's already sufficiently dry. Chol Shebaayim. Let's say, the dye inside the eye. Ein Chetis, Chus Lain Chetis, Vimui Pesaches, Reitzemes, Perush Vesidiyar Sineo Todir, Af Shachus Lain Chetis. Dam Yomi Shalamako Chetis, Virir Shemisei Cho Ein Chetis, Yotzor Yom Teicho Koter Dim Yom Lachu Ein Chetis, Lachu Mikan Yomi Shul Chetis, Vichicho Chishomar Astotim, Tzlicholochim Nimai Machi Yisrach Echum. Ritio Shalom Mako Chetzetzes. Now, don't deduce from this thing which is a Mishneh that even if something has to be kept all the time and you cannot remove it, that is still a Chetzet, because then it will be inconsistent with the thing mentioned by the Rav Yo. That the Isa Moshe Jerusalem can increase Aris, rookies of the zoo, out the shed, is a conical serum, so it's not a tzitzit. So why is the Jewish Alamako Chetzes? So the Pirush, Nachareshke, and Sifreshke, he says that the Jewish Alamako means a bandaid. So then the Ijeski doctor, can I take off the bandaid? Before I go through it, and then you come out, you put it on again? So he says, of course. Why not? some really, he thinks I'm coming to the cure. That's why he's hurting. But suppose somebody has a certain kind of bending that it is a correctly naysayer. Let's say somebody had an operation, so he put on a bandage. A bandage, you know, on the place of incision. And sometimes the doctor tells you, you're not allowed to take it off. You have to keep it on. So then from other sides, only the tears come back. Oh, no, one has a cut in the finger. You put on the bandage. So you take it off, and you put on a new bandage. There's no suck on it. There is no harm to one's health as a result of taking it off for a few minutes. That's why it's there. Chaitz and kaitz are tochot b'gosso. In nira mi b'chutz chaitz is a definition. In nira mi b'chutz. Lichlu chaitzeya shal ha'bosso. Ma'chmaseya in chaitzis. Miglat ki glit chaitzis. So why is the chluchi tzeya shal ha-boso machmazeya enum chetzi? Because not machti. But suppose the particular woman knows Gile. So he's sensitive, so then it's of course a chetzi. And I think today it's very likely that Rob Miyodo ma'am machti. It's nishtana tera Miyodo. So then it is a chetzi. Mirmuri shal ha-boso chetzi. Titayobom v'titayitzim v'titrochim hanimtsa shem tovi d'afir v'nisachamo kolelu chetzi u'shoko atim k'ushulach ein chetzi sh'arim nimchim mayim u'kshu yodesh chetzi miyu nimakperes ad'ulolach chetzi. In other words, this is nastar, but if we know that this particular woman is makpi, we're nitzitze, that the Rambam chitim, that the kpide of the particular person in the state of the valleys is the prayer. Hadyoi acholo v'yadvash v'yadam s'rafatenu s'rafatus s'rafachu s'rafashikmo yiveishim chetzi lachim chetzi. We learned it in the tour on Tuesday. So that's the Tisefte in Kvoyes. So the Tisefte discusses Srafateno, the syrup that comes out from the bark of the fig tree, and Srafatus, from the syrup that comes out from the bark of the berry tree or the berry shrubs, the Srabachu of the carrots, the Srabashik. How about other syrups from other trees? The Sefti doesn't discuss. So there is a machlekes result between the two, and the Rambam. So the two himself says that it seems that other trees, so even the Vation is increased. But then it says, the Rambam says, on the contrary, that other sorting are to lack this. How do Mahala pass it? Like the Rambam. This is what the idea of it out. Right. Dam she nischar b'boso afu lach it. Seba she tzedis anoshim al pneye v'yideyem nisarei shon in chitzis. Two times. We discussed it Tuesday. One is because Matmakti, and then because there is no Mamosh. The Chemishu today have a lot of Tzwe is in the Chaitz. The Chemishu Mosi Yeshe Chaitz, Katze, the Yod of Tomid Muluch Lochiz Vidam in the Chaitz. Sharei Nihun Yitzu in the Makti. The Eir Makti. But it might be different today. Because Nishtana Tayyar Miyodos. I think that today's Shochtim are very much marked. They should not have any spots of blood on their body. Tseyo Shetachas Atzibere, Shalur Kineged Aboso, Ilchetzitz. Kineged Aboso, Ilchetzitz. und Gott sich stark als Bären, auf dem Gemälde auf Gott so geht es. Wie diese Schleute Gemälde auf Gott so, sie schatz Bären, Ede von der Gott. Und viel schön in die Kirche ist, ich habe mein Mikro Gemälde auf Gott so, und ich habe Gemälde, nur wo Anoschi mit dir und sie von mir in die Schatz Bären. Little Tiponei and Bishas. Now, and this Mechaber, there is a very important machlokes between the Taz and Bishas. But I'm not going over it because I'm in rush of time. So, but there is a very important machlokes in regard to Shabbos, not in regard, well, it has application to Tefillah too, I mean, but the Shail is in regard to Shabbos. The machlokes between the Taz and the Shach is a munkesh. Now, suppose someone goes into a Goyche Barbershop on Shabbos, with Barbershop on Shabbos, and he tells the Gentile barber to give him help. Let's say he doesn't have to pay. The barber is a friend of his. Doesn't have to pay for the entry. Doesn't have to do anymore. He just has to sit down in the chair and let the Gentile barber give him the haircut. So the Taz says, now there is a loche. With a big pace, horosh, or pace, as well. So, If let's say you tell someone else to cut off your pace, and he does it. So echod hamaki, the echod hamiket chayim. Is chayim always the one? If he's a Jew who cuts off your pace, is chayim always? Because he was able to keep the passage for. And the Nike, the one who spares water, is also high Malkis. So the Gemara says, Malkis, when is Nike high Malkis? Only if he was Israel, you know. Let's say, this was holding the hair, or he moved his head, he bent down his head, he moved it to the other side, the way it's usual, you know, when you take a haircut or a shave. So then, not only the Jewish barber who shaved off the beard with the razor is high Malkis, but the Jew whose beard was shaven off with the razor is also high Malkis. But suppose he was not in Syria, he was sitting in a chair like he done. And then the barber just shaved off his beard, his face. So then, the barber, the Jewish barber, is high Malkis, but the Miket is not high Malkis. So maybe the Taz says, if somebody will go to a Gentile barber and tell him to give him the haircut and Shabbos, and the Gentile barber will give him the haircut, if the Jew will help the barber, you know, by maintaining certain positions of the head, so then he'll be high b'chavos. In other words, he is b'shevet. As if he himself had taken the haircut, had taken the haircut, so had given himself the haircut. He'll be high malkes, and he'll be late, he'll be high chorus, and he'll be basloy, and he'll be basloy. And when a bias of the chayv still, the shach says, what bearing has this Gemara in Malkis of Panchas? By piece of Rosh or piece of Zokin, so the Isaiah of Isakit Pas Rishchen, who passed on Chavu Iskalecho, so Isashchisu implies an Isa not only to read the Maizah, not to be a Niket either, but Malkis, it has to be a Lashi in the Maizah. So as long as the Niket was not Messiah, He was completely passive, so maybe he was even alive without the mice, so there is no marks. But if he was hearing, let's say he was holding the hair of the pierce to make it easier for the barber in order to cut off the pierce, so then he becomes a lot shaver. But here by Shabbos, the Isar is an Isar Melochet. So Tevich the Isaias is high, Echatos. So who does the Maestro teach? The Barber does the Maestro teach. But the Jew is wicked, who is Misgaleach, who is given there, he doesn't do the Maestro teach. He's just helping him. So it's like Ruben cutting, giving the haircut to Shimon, and Levi will hand over the scissors to Ruben. Will Levi be Chayav Chatos? Ruben don't need that. But not the Chatos. So why should he be Chayav Chatos here? So what's the machlokes between the Taz and the Shach? Apparently, there is a very basic machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. What's the pshat in the Gemara in Makis? That Echad HaMakid, Echad HaNiket Chayev, the Niket was Misayeya. If not Misayeya, not. So according to the Shach, the Iser applies to the Niket as well, even without Tila. But without Tila, it's a Lafi in the Maise, there is no Malkes. But with Tila, it's a Lafi in the Maise. But an Abayim he is anyway, even without Tila. According to the Taz, so the love of Isakifu only implies that the Makif is possible. The Nikif is not possible. But if the Nikif is Misaliyah the Makif, inasmuch as the Makif does it on the roof of the Nikif, and the Nikif is Misaliyah, then the Maisel of the Makif is attributed as Misyachelis to the Nikif. As if the Nikif did it. Because it's done on his book. It's done on his book. According to the Taz, when a person does something on my book, and look on my book, if I'm completely passive, I stand or I sit or I lie like a dummy, so then it's not Messiah's thing. But if I'm saying, in as much as the mice is done on my book, so the Purim is Misyacheses, is attributed to the person on whose group the mice is there. That's the matter. All right. Ufishin yechilis l'chavei manu kokene l'abos ha'o shekinede no'ag wa'anoshi nikl tifonei m'shastir. Im yeish lo nafos, if she has it blew up, it's inflated. Sometimes, you know, the skin blows up. So, in Yeshua Napach, al Mikim Atzper, ben Yechilu Lui Lachich Lui Lachafit, in Nifuchu Kolkach, she Nachtit Kedakas Atzper, and Mire, Ein Echizitz. What's the Mokeh? What's the Mokeh for this deal? So it's a Mordechai in the Reis Yishuas, and then he mentions the Lishne at the end of the Kvois, Chei Chetochu Pipsovish Odo. So if it's visible, so then it's Chetit. If it's not visible, it's not Chetit. So we explain it. According to the Shita of the Ramah the Pana, that the Mokim Abulua is present in the Kvaira of all the years of life. If we don't accept the Shite of the Akamadu Kano, that there is no difference between Mokima, Storima, and Mokimulua. So even Mokimulua requires holy pious mind, so then we have to say, like the second Roshin Darash, which is Shite of most, that the Shite of most. Of most shame that rolo de asmanim. No, so even if we say like the second washing the Rashi, that Rol Bias Maya means there shouldn't be the Vachetzis, but here there is the Vachetzis. So then we'll have to say, like the washing the Rashi, that by Kele, even though here it's in Gat Odom, not in Gat Kele, but that Kele doesn't even require Rol Bias Maya. Why? Because that accords with the shita of the Mitzvah, the Ramban Mishnah, that the whole din of all will be a smiling, so doesn't apply to Kele. But here it's Adon, so apparently since it's only the Rabbanon, so in the case of Chetz, where it's difficult to move it, so then the Chachamim didn't apply the aloha of all the Bias Maya. But it's best to interpret it on the basis of the Shita of Ramanta. So here too, if it is, if you have a kach, she not teach it as a tzpeh and mirah, then it's in mocking the luach. So it's not even necessary that it should be all the Bias Maya. So then there is no tzitzit. דאַף קי בוצ איך טאַחס אַ צפיין מחיט אבער אַ צפיין נאַצמו צפיין נאַצמו קיינער צס פאַר פיין אין הויש אויף דיי לאו ווי מיר עס האָטער און קראַחס די דאַנער צו קאַנער דאַ בוסע איינער צס סופּוז די נעלס אַ סו ביג דאַט די אַ דעסטין פליקער so then we could argue that since it's aiming to be kotzut, so it's kikotzut dome. And now, if it's kikotzut dome, so mele no water, and no water can come in, you know, let's say, it's destined to be corrupted. But right now, when the field explains, no water can come in here. Well, ultimately, it will be corrupt. So Meile it should be a tzitzit. Tzipirim itself, his chetz don't allow any water to go in at the place where it will be exposed in a few hours. Because it's destined to be corrupt. So the halacha is no. We do not say that it's kikotzus dom and mele so mele it's new what Ramos says new calls a dafkeshin say all in potsik tachto vishosh tov then Ramos says but of course if there is say all in tzitzit ומאחד כבר נועד וביטל הצפונאי, אפילו אם ספיר נחס נשא ביודו וטוב לו, צריך אותי לחץ. So Ramos says, Bitcoin, that was the original, before the universal practice developed, that women cut off the nails before them. But now, since it's universally accepted that everyone goes through and cuts off the nails, they should put through beyond the bosso. So Mele, even if she was stable without cutting off the nails, and even though she made sure that there is no filth, no dirt behind the nail, so it's there, and she requires a filachas. Now, who she did is it? Hagoy Shalom. But actually, the original source of that chite is the Rabbon. Now, the Shah says, he's the Shita of the Raiva. But that's very simple, it's not a Raiva. Raiva says just the reverse. He's, instead of Raiva, he should say Ravon, not Raiva. It's very simple. Niuba Raiva Tzim Shim Chavon. It's not Niuba Raiva Tzim Shim Chavon, but Niuba Ravon Tzim Shim Chavon. So, the Shah is massive on this one. He's massive on this one. He passed his lechumre, but in a hardship situation, so then we do not, she doesn't have to go to it. Only when there is no hardship situation. But if there is a hardship situation, even a hardship situation in which we consist of an embarrassing situation. In other words, if she was already alone in Bible, and then she reminded herself she didn't call up the nails, so she doesn't have to go through again, because then it would be very embarrassing for her. I mean, to look as if she didn't have it. So, true, the Ramo is chenshish for the shite of the Rabon, which is shite siochit. If there is no hardship or embarrassing situation, but in the case where there is a hard situation, then we don't have to appreciate for the shita of the rabbi. Tziperen hamdugeles shepir shok. Water, chitzesis. Pir shok, hubo eno chitzesis. Eno ubos hamdugeles chitzesis. Aber ja Doris, und die Seres, wenn ich mit dem Dolly, wenn ich mich jetzt. Na, ein Mensch ist Tuesday, denn der Tug der Soyuz in der Gesetze. Und die Mechada passt, die Tug und die Mechada, die Bog passt, like the Gils of the Rosh in der Gesetze. Der Tebe, wo Boss am dem Dolly Mischi. Aschiroim, wann Sonnen, wann Abois, wann Abois, ihnen gefunden, wenn ich mich jetzt. Because what a goes through. Dini mudokim tai, chetzi, bechin adin viali shalamaki, dikaskasim shal hashem. Sricho lachzi shineo, shalei ben doba chetzi, shintoko dinimco shum doba doba ben, leolzu atyre. Viyei shnei agen shal lecho bosom in lecho visatyre, ite shu lichnaz bin ashinayu, yei se amimach lachet. Ja, ob ich ein Bild ist, ich ist ein Schneider, ein Schisch ist. Wir haben die Steine nicht, aber da ist auch nicht, ja. Wenn wir lachen, wir noch ein Schisch nicht hier. Wenn wir lachen, weil wir gehen mal hier, die Botze für die Mirische, aber schon ein Lieber, aber kein Lager. Im Lüge, ich habe es als Storin, und bis ein Motten, ich habe auch nicht so, wenn du noch ein Schisch ist, nur auch so ein Schisch. Wenn wir noch ein Schisch ist, aber wenn die mir lebtikas aguf, uchfikas arosh, because there is a special requirement that she has to be baby the guf. But, the bisastori, there is no requirement that she has to be baby. In lebot kokein tfilah bin shiha, guloi bisastori shalom, liacha tfilah enamad di patko. So like this, so hatfilah, a woman is obligated to brush her teeth before she has to make sure that there is no chitzis between the teeth. Achim iskasko biksonim uvitachim v'hakach botko uvotso etzem b'nishneo uvdova chitzis b'nishoreo talino mikule v'amino dibosatil ayo. In other words, suppose she was not bending b'nishneo in the Beis HaSpor. And after Tefillah, she was nisasek in something that could give rise to that criticism between the teachers. So, and then she found it. So then we appeal to Kule that this came between Shinyo because she tasted something of the Tao Te. But Bishas Kule, she didn't have it. But she was involved in cooking and she wanted to know whether it's good or it has enough salt or doesn't have enough salt, whatever. So in Melee, she probably tasted, and that's why there is a bone or a crumb of food between the teeth. But at the time of the Tile, it wasn't there. Even though the Morning Home says in so many words that we cannot be dealing with the left, because in some cases it's Rabbi, but here it's different. Here, because, so the Tassis, Taurino Mikule, Zedakiri is a story. Shimtsov would be a smile. So that's why you are telling Mikule. So the machine came, if she found the Nova Achritzi, it's on the body itself, not a Bisa story. So then that's the ignoring hook. In the first period, that in Sophic makes it in Rabbi. Even though there is an attributable circumstance, you know, that maybe it was due to the food in which she was engaged. Maybe she tasted it. We are not clearly cooler. But only the Gabbis thought. So, this is what it passes. The Shach is masik against the Mechaber. Is masik against the Mechaber. Why is there a difference between Bisastorim and not Bisastorim? True Bisastorim is in Tzor with Biasmaim. But all the Biasmaim is Bino. All the Biasmaim is Bino. So why? But here, what is new all the Biasmaim? There shouldn't be the Vachetzit. And here she found in her mouth between the teeth in the Vachetzit. So how can we be telling the So the Shach says, I cannot go there inside, so I mentioned it. Okay. So what do we say? That the Ritva says, the whole be a Ritva Yudushi says, the whole be as mine is only in the Rabbon, so that's why you are telling the Kule. The Ritva is a Yochid. Most Mishenim are Chilik and the Ritva. Tezus is Chilik, Yudushi, the prophet, and the Ritva. So the main lady is Chilik and the Ritva. What the Mechava passes by then. So what? They are soviet by the Shach is not such a strong soviet of Mechava. Because the Shach assumes that the Ritva is the only one of his Chilik and Tezus. But the Ritva is not the only one. The Ramban Yushin also says that. And the other Hashem you say that Chilik. So on the contrary, it might even be that most Hashem agree with the Shilik. The Ritva, the Ho, the Ramban, I mean, so the Mechaber passes like the Ritva and the Ramban, that's why we are clearly good. But the Shach is Chesed. Nosno Sara Bipio, because the Shach assumes that the Aloch is like Tesis, that all the Biasmaim is the right, not the Ramban. Nosno Sara Bipio, he calls himself, or he comes to your Deo, your Dabinu, shall we go on my brain, will also learn to it. We take it for Chabot of your Deo, which has to do it, Elim, he hopes to your Deo, he shall we go on my brain, he makes it to Deo. The Yidnicho, the Deo of the mind, still is sure, she must get to Tiyach Shal, your Deo, Chibol and Beyanus. So in other words, so, he passes that Yidicho by itself, you know, without Rifu, even if the person holds on tight to the person who is still there, or to the Kelev, and Adoche by itself is enough. And Adoche by itself is enough. In other words, like the Shita of the Rashbo, not like the Shita of the Rambam. But still, we have to be machmir in the field. Not rely on the Pesach Rishonot, because it's machmir, it's the Shemim, and according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Ribu by itself is not enough. So maybe Nigabi Tfile, so we have to be mad. The person who holds onto the fire, let's say, or suppose he's really sick, you know, he just won't feel it. So another person has to hold on to her. So that person should moisten her hands first, and then hold on to the woman who goes for it. Let's say, when the arterial heals a child, so the person who holds the child should moisten his body first, and there should be tefillah water on his body, so that water will be chuber to the neyamid. Because even though the according to Pesach and Machaber, so it's like this. The Yidichu Yadel, Mayim Tzilo Shore Shemash Yidichu Yadel, Chibo Neyamid, Chibo Neyamid. אפילו אם מיקרה שאין בי אומר מסור מצומצומי, אם אומר חבר יקרי שיות חול על מיקרה הרי זה מגונה. אלי צריך להגביר הרגל משסקי אוסו, אם הוא משמתית, אבל כשמתית על הוויצפו, אלי כך ציצן משמיים מגדים מרגל. Now I think we'll finish. Anyway, so for this day, we'll finish Simen Kutsa Ikhes, and we should, if we didn't go over the Torah Chaim, the Torah Chaim, Itzik Lachatafkes, and Reb Chaim Anshevitz. All right.